KNDY.
And a good evening and welcome to Concordia High School. It's North Central Kansas League basketball play as the Marysville Bulldogs tip off with the Concordia Panthers. It is Tuesday night basketball action live on KNDY Marysville, AM 1570, FM 94.1. Streaming on our website, KNDYradio.com, and available on our free mobile app as well. Live broadcast of Marysville home and away games, a service of our KNDY Sports Booster Club members. Opposite our broadcast, Paxton Gordon's in Frankfort as the Frankfort Wildcats entertain the Valley Heights Mustangs in a Tuesday night Twin Valley League twill tilt. Basketball action continues this week for Marysville, tipping off at Chapman, their final game before the Christmas break on Friday. And, of course, we'll have those games with the Bulldogs and the Irish live Friday here on KNDY. Concordia High School pep band warming up the crowd. We're minutes away from tip-off. It's high school girls action in the opener. Boys to follow here. Let's check the starting lineups if we have a chance before our national anthem. For the visiting Marysville Bulldogs, Diva Paschal, a 5'9 senior, Bella Rader, a 5'5 sophomore, Ashlyn Price, a 5'8 junior, McKenna Miniman's a 5'4 senior, and Madison Runnebaum, a 6' senior. For Concordia, starting Callie Parker, a 6' sophomore, Deanna DeLeon is a 5'7 junior, Hannah Akery is a 5'3 junior, Carly Carlgren's a 5'8 sophomore, and Ashley Bartlett is a 5'8 senior. Marysville 1-3, a loss in league play to Clay Setter their last outing. Concordia 1-2, this is their first North Central League tilt. Marysville at Concordia, it's North Central Kansas League basketball live on KNDY, on air, online, and on demand.
Need to make a power purchase by the year's end? Can Equip has got you covered. With 14 locations, you'll find quality pre-owned inventory changing daily. Browse equipment right from your smartphone at canequip.com to see what's available. Looking for something specific? Visit Can Equip in Marysville and talk to a sales professional to help you find it before the year is out. Can Equip
you. Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
As Christmas quickly approaches, it's time to start planning and shopping for this season's Christmas gifts. Hometown Lumber and Hardware suggests the Big Green Egg. It would make an excellent family gift that everyone can pitch in for. There are also great accessories to make preparing meals easy and fun. From grilling to roasting, baking to smoking, the Big Green Egg is the way to go this Christmas. Shop local and make a difference. Visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Beautiful rendition of our national anthem with the Concordia High School Choral Group performing at Setter Court here tonight. And fans filing in for an early start, the first of our back-to-back girls and boys matchups here tonight. Marysville and Concordia squaring off for the first time this season. Marysville girls under head coach Amy Renier, 1-3 on the season, winless in their single league start versus Clay Setter, their last outing on Friday. That went to the Lady Tigers, 44-35. Marysville opened the season with a loss at Hiawatha, 46-38. Turned around, defeated Sabetha the next night, 48-43 for their single win so far this year, and dropped a decision to Valley Heights, 39-21 in game four. Marysville Marysville, 1-3, winless in a single league start. The Concordia Lady Panthers are 1-2 on the season with a loss to Beloit in their season opener. They took a trouncing 49-14, turned around, beat Republic County 39-34, then fell to Smoky Valley 60-27. So their two losses were big losses by score. Concordia 1-2 on the season, their first league play here tonight. Starting lineups being announced again for Marysville. It's four seniors and a sophomore with Ira Paschal, Bella Rader, Ashlyn Price, McKenna Miniman, and Madison Runnabaum, the starting five. Concordia with a single senior, a pair of juniors and a sophomore in Callie Parker, Sienna DeLeon, Hannah Acree, Carly Carlgren, and Ashley Bartlett. Marysville, 1-3 at Concordia, 1-2. It's Bulldog Basketball live on KNDY.
KNDY.
For quality used vehicles and quality service, come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, Kansas. Honeyman Auto has experienced mechanics and a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs. We don't have what you're looking for. We'll find it for you. For a quality experience, quality vehicles, and quality service, come out and see Ryan, Bob, Doug, Kathy, and Cody. You can also find us on the web at honeymanauto.com. Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, Marysville, Kansas, home of quality and value. 785-619-6500.
In a season where everyone is on the go, Go Give gift cards from CJ Express. Available in $100, $50, $20, and $10 values, they're good in-store for food, drinks, merchandise, and, of course, fuel. It's the perfect way to show someone you appreciate them and what they do. CJ Express gift cards. Available in Marysville and Frankfort.
Well, I called the season opener. I hope I'm not rusty here tonight. Paxton Gordon, our new sports announcer, came on this fall, and in order to give him some experience, I've let him tackle the home games for Marysville, and in fact, might let him trek over to Chapman on Friday, so appreciate breaking in our new recruit, Paxton Gordon. At center court is Madison Runnabaum, and Carly Carlgren. The tip is up, taken by the Lady Panthers, who work their home court right to left, with Sienna DeLeon meeting man-to-man pressure in the forecourt. Giving off to Hannah Acree. Acree just below the free throw line. Shot missed the iron. Follow underneath, Ashley Bartlett had it deflected, then was hauled out by Madison Runnabaum. Bulldogs first possession, left to right. McKenna Minnan's out top, checks the lane. Fires far side to Eva Paschal. Shot from the far side corner doesn't fall. Rebound on the near side wing, hauled out by MHS. Bulldog basketball, perimeter passes. Zone defense, 2-3 zone. Shot underneath, the final shot underneath. And yet another rebound by Ashlyn Price. Tosses the ball toward McKenna Miniman near side. It's tipped away from her out of bounds. Bulldogs retain possession. Ashlyn Price, Madison Runnabaum were the tandems beneath the hoop. They were certainly in heavy traffic underneath. Couldn't get a couple of shots to fall. No score, just a minute in. Bulldog red and black as Bella Rader checks left side. Cross court to Miniman. Runnabaum, triple team down low, kicks it back out top. From the wing, Eva Paschal, shot off the back side of the rim, doesn't fall. High up on the rebound effort is a jump ball. Alternate possession goes to MHS. Should go to MHS, right? Concordia took the tip off. Maybe I missed something. Panther basketball as it is. Still scoreless in the opening minutes. DeLeon crossing the free throw line. Splits defenders. Layup rolls off the rim to Runnabaum. Neither team buying an early basket. Cross court, high pass, Paschal feeds Runnabaum underneath, turning around, shot high off the glass, doesn't fall, called out by DeLeon. 6-10 to play in the first. Acree far side, near the sideline, pass tipped underneath from Runnabaum to Rader. Bulldogs swipe it away. Rader splits traffic, missed the layup, Rebound's hauled out by Ashlyn Price. Lots of second opportunities for MHS. Here, McKenna Miniman's fouled outside the arc and steps to the line. Whistle on Hannah Akres, her first. First team foul either way. Miniman, one of four senior starters for Amy Rainier's squad this season. Knocks down a free throw to break the ice here at 5:54 to play in the opening queue. Hattie Blackwood, sophomore reserve, set to check in. Miniman's free throw first is good. Blackwood is a 5'4 sophomore, checks in for De Leon. And a third free throw, bouncing twice off the rim, doesn't fall. Parker rebound for the opposition. Derek Holmes' team, right to left down the floor. Pass knocked away far side. Ashlyn Price reach-in foul on Hattie Blackwood. Price first personal, Marysville first team foul. Bulldogs up by the early 2-0 count on Miniman free throws. Man-to-man D. Pressure on Blackwood just in the ball game. Cutting across the lane is Akre. Far side, quick turn by Carldren. Forced out of bounds, turnover. 2.5 minutes in, still not a field goal for either team. Reeder follows the screen, left side. Around the arc, near side to Miniman. Baseline, bounce pass, Price meets a couple defenders, turns back the other way. They work it out top to Eva Peschel on a tray, and the Bulldogs extend a 5-0 lead. Peschel's been the scoring leader for MHS in the early going this year and strikes the first field goal of the night. Now just under 5 minutes and counting. Ball knocked down by Grader. And a jump ball whistle as Price ties up on the near side with Parker. Second off the Concordia bench is Taylor McDaniel, a 5'11 freshman. Derek Holmes has a young squad, a single senior on his varsity roster. Four underclassmen starters. 5-0 Lady Bulldogs. Miniman and Raider in the forecourt. Near side, Peschel checks baseline. Kicks it outside the arc to Raider. Just missing off the rim. Madison Runabon cleans it up underneath. First deuce in the evening goes to MHS, leading 7-0. Now 4.5 minutes to play. Long pass to break the press. Now a feed beneath the basket, stolen by Runabon. Here's Peschel. Long layup, rolls off the rim. Chasing the ball down, far side corner is Concordia Siena DeLeon. 4 minutes in, Concordia yet to score. Parker checks left side of the lane. Cross-court pass, three-point shots, up and good. Carlgren knocks down the tray. Eva Peschel missing a three at the other end. Fight for the basketball results in a tie-up. Peschel on a reach-in. Couple of substitutions off the Panther bench. And Amy Rainier sends her first substitute, Taylor Meyer, a 5'4 senior in. And Akre, a starter, checks back in. Aaron Fleischer is a sophomore reserve. From left baseline, pass underneath. Too much traffic. Turning out right side baseline. Meyer missed the shot. Rebound in the far corner to Lainey Schaefer. She checked in too. Schaefer's a senior reserve. Around the near side, Meyer out of the corner. Runabon guarded close underneath. She's fouled. Madison Runabon to the line for a pair foul by Taylor McDaniel. A freshman called in to manage the 6-foot senior beneath the hoop. And it's Runabon at the charity stripe here with 3:10 to go. Missed. missed on the first. Heschel right back in the Marysville lineup for Miniman. Carlgren checks back in for the Lady Panthers. Run of bounds, second look. Rims off again. Tipped out of bounds to Concordia. Ashlyn Price, Marysville starter, in for run of bounds. Marysville 7, Concordia 3. Girls action, first of a doubleheader here tonight. Full court pressure. Carlgren dribbles right, then left at midcourt and has the ball stolen by Eva Paschal. Carlgren undercuts Paschal, moving down the floor, and picks up a foul whistle. Her first, team's third. Bulldog basketball, a service of our Key NDY Sports Booster Club members tonight. Please tell them thanks. Offensive foul whistled Ashlyn Price second. She checks out as Runnebaum's back in. She has both Marysville team fouls. Coming to the bench with just under 3 minutes on the clock. Carlgren still in backcourt. Moves far side. Started near midcourt. Offensive foul. Anna Acri picks up her second. Team's fourth. Marysville 7, Concordia 3. Pair of field goals, pair of free throws for MHS. Rader off the wing. Out top to Meyer. Lob underneath from the near side corner. Tipped off the Panthers out of bounds. Doing everything they can to stack things up underneath. Lots of pressure low in the lane. Inbounds to Runnebaum. Tried to find Paschal. It sneaks away from her, but tips off Concordia. Panthers close to creating some turnovers under there. Marysville still has the ball. Pushing a three out of the far corner. Missing is Bella Rader. Panther basketball. Midcourt transition to Carlgren. Followed around top of the key and avoiding a collision with Eva Paschal and Cien DeLeon. Eva picks up the whistle. Her first, team's third. Sienna DeLeon, that's the mouthful. Laney Schaefer tips it out in front of the MHS bench. Bulldogs on the road for a second time this season. Season opener at Hiawatha. And a homestand occupying much of early December. Shot near the lane by Carlgren missing. Runnebaum into the rebound. Bulldogs by four with the ball. Under 2 minutes to go. Look in the lane by Rader. Runnebaum splits defenders. Underhanded layup missed. Rebounds down to McDaniel. Traveling whistle on the transition. Handful of turnovers for the Panthers here. McKenna Miniman checks back in. Macy Parker is a 5'6 senior first action. Hattie Blackwood is in the lineup for Concordia. 4-point margin. We've been stuck here for a while. Wide perimeter passes. Concordia stays in a zone. Parker just in the ball game. Kicks it near side corner. Gets the assist on the 3-point shot for McKenna Miniman. It's her first field goal, Marysville's third, and their second tray tonight, extending the lead 10-3 with a minute 15 to play in the first. Carlgren left baseline, 8-footer, doesn't fall, Runnebaum with the rebound. She's commanding the defensive board. Pass to the lane, knocked down, taken by the Panthers. Concordia, single score thus far. That was a Trey. Driving near side, De Leon. Parker crosses the other way, top of the key. Picked up an extra step. Another Panther turnover. Turnovers have got to be a concern for Derek Holmes. I'm sorry, Carly Bloomfield. I'm looking at the boys' coach. You'll see him in an hour or so. Bloomfield, head coach. Pass at midcourt, knocked out of bounds. Bulldog possession with a half minute to play. They'll just be rusty. Play the clock out if they want. 7-point Bulldog advantage here on the road. A little more pressure near the arc. Parker, far side to Peschel. Schaefer in traffic. To Parker on the near side, wide open. Shots up and good for Macy Parker's first score. First points off the bench. Now just under 10 seconds left. Near side, on the wing. Parker finds Carlgren, turning, but late. Shot missed the iron at the buzzer. End of one quarter in North Central Kansas League girls play tonight. Marysville 12, Concordia 3.
Just like our area athletes work each day in practice to perform at their best in the big game, the staff at Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer, work daily to provide the best parts and service experience when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. We know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
First Yerking Bulldog Basketball live on KNDY. Paxton Gordon opposite our broadcast with Valley Heights at Frankfort on FM 95.5 tonight. Marysville 12, Concordia 3. Lady Bulldogs, couple of trays in the opening eight. Couple of two-point buckets and a couple of free throws. And a stand-tough defense that's allowed only a single score for Concordia. After steal and a pass to the lane, Carly Carlgren brings it back the other way. A Concordia team that's averaged only 27 points a ball game. The bulk of those in their only win of the season versus Republic County, they scored 39. They were held to 27 in the loss to Smoky Valley and just 14 points in the season opener at Beloit. Lob underneath to Madison Runoff. It's good. Haley Ingles, a sophomore reserve, earns the assist. Marysville's found precious few opportunities underneath in a heavily guarded lane, but Madison Runoff got a nice drop and a lead for the Deuce. Here's a free throw to follow, missing. She's 0 for 3 at the line tonight. Panthers get the carom. Now 14-3, double-digit Bulldog lead. Short passes working far side. Now a lob to the lane. Turning, spinning back the other way. Ashley Bartlett, top of the key. Pass stolen away by Eva Peschel. Guarded layup, doesn't fall. Fronted by Callie Parker. Here's a rebound for Miniman to keep it alive. Lots of second, third shot opportunities for NHS. Bella Rader takes it to the lane, mixes it up, tossing it up twice. Neither will fall. And it's tipped out to Sienna De Leon, far side. Marysville showing some offensive punch. They're averaging 42 points a game. I take that back. Won't give them quite that much. I was glancing, I guess, at the other team on the losses. Let's say 3 shot from the arc, missing for De Leon. Rebound is out to Marysville's Haley Ingles. Play to Runabom, again in traffic. 3 defenders. She shoots over the top for the score. 3rd basket for Madison Runabom to lead scoring with 6 points. And it's 16-3 with an inbounds pass. Stolen by Bryn O'Neill. Shot beneath, doesn't fall. Panthers take it away. Foul whistled Bella Reeder backcourt. Her first. Little player rotation going on here. Both coaches going deep on the bench in the first half. A single score. 3 for Carly Carlgren early on tonight. That's been it offensively. No substantial threats as Marysville continues tough man-to-man pressure. Swipe on the far side, knocked down by Paschal, who brings it back. Near side wing, long 3, rattle the cage, wouldn't fall. Miniman with a shot, Runabom with the offensive board. Ingles puts it back up, doesn't fall. They play it far side, it's an air ball. Far corner from O'Neill. And Madison Runabom finally cleans it up on a 4th shot opportunity. Her 4th score here tonight extends the lead 18-3. 5-10 to play in the half. Another steal. Miniman knocks it away. And it's coast-to-coast for Bryn O'Neill on the layup. 2nd score off the Bulldog bench. Marysville extending a lead 20-3 as Carly Bloomfield takes timeout for the Lady Panthers. We're at 5 minutes to play first half when we come back.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
I redid my math. 34-point average for Marysville this year. A loss scoring 38 at Hiawatha. A win with 48 versus Sabetha. Then losses to Valley Heights with 21 points and Clay Center 35 points their last outing. Full court pressure. It's forced some turnovers. They managed to get across the timeline here to Hattie Blackwood. Pass to the lane, going high to bring it down. Hannah Akery, then she lost it. Bryn O'Neill takes it the opposite way, looks in the lane, holds it high, then plays right side. Far side to Paschal. Back top of the key, O'Neill, 3-point shots, up and good. O'Neill's 2nd score. Lady Bulldogs' 3rd tray here tonight, leading now by 20 with 4:20 and counting in the half. I haven't seen Marysville since the opener, that Hiawatha game. So many fouls whistled. I like the discipline of Amy Renier's team tonight. Tough defense. They stay close. They shadow. But they haven't made the contact fouls. Just 4 whistles on the board. Ball taken away from Taylor McDaniel with some effort. Perimeter passes. Paschal coming right side, down low, long layup, over a defender, doesn't fall. Taken out by Carlgren. And here's Concordia without a 2nd score as yet. They trail 23-3. Free throw line shot off the front of the rim, missing for Akery. Boards down to O'Neill. Good bit of experience for this Marysville team this year, returning with a lot of varsity minutes from last year. Rader and Price, starters are back in for NHS. De Leon for the Panthers. Down to 3:16, 1st half. Marysville 23. Concordia 3. Marysville in no hurry, reading that defense. From the arc, near side, Bryn O'Neill knocks it down. Her third score, her second tray. It's 26-3. And a steal. One, two shots missing underneath. Marysville still comes away with possession. It's O'Neill to Price, launching a third shot on this possession. Missed off the glass. Three-way scramble in the forecourt, tipping the ball away to McDaniel. Panther possession. Desperate three by Blackwood. Doesn't draw iron. They are struggling offensively. A collision forcing a foul, stopping play. And it's Laney Schaefer's first. Team fouls even at five apiece. Brings McDaniel to the line, missing off the back of the rim. She's a 5'11 freshman reserve. Concordia's first trip to the line. Runnabomb checks in for Schaefer. McDaniel on a second look. This one's good. Use the glass. First score in, oh my gosh, what's it been? 15 minutes. 26-4. Double-digit Marysville lead here on the road tonight. Second league outing for MHS. Pass to the corner. Got away. O'Neill's trying to find a teammate down in the far corner. Got away from Maddie Kapp out of bounds. Anchor basketball. De Leon still in the backcourt, deep in the backcourt. Gets a cutoff pass to bring it across. To the lane, stolen by Runnabomb. Too many Panther turnovers. Three-point shot missing off the rim for Meyer. Ford in the near side corner to Marysville. Offensive rebounds really stacking up for the Bulldogs. They control the tempo in a big, big way here. Runnabomb turnaround, double-teamed underneath, missed. Three-way scramble and a jump ball. Almost a constant rotation here at the scorer's bench. Miniman's back in. Renier's gone 11 deep here. Midcourt cutoff, just tracked down by De Leon at center circle. Turning out right baseline, Parker. De Leon right side, guarded over Runnabomb, was fouled. Mattis didn't look like she moved, but I guess the official saw it from the other side and flags her first. Team foul number six. Gosh, we may get through the first half without a bonus. 108 remains. And a free throw is good for Sienna De Leon, a 5'7 junior. Second shot by the right-hander miss. Rebound to Price. 21-point Marysville lead. Runnabomb, double-team near the free-throw line. Rebound McDaniel. Long pass, far side, finds Blackwood. Hands to De Leon. Double-team, right baseline, shot rims out. Runnabomb into the board. Leaves 44 seconds to play. Half a thought at a shot by Taylor Meyer, and she picks up a step ahead of the dribble for a turnover, leaving 38 seconds. Panthers in danger of going an entire half with a single field goal and a pair of free throws. Backing away for man-to-man pressure. Akery maintains the dribble far side. Blackwood on the near wing. Now Akery again, top of the key. Hands to De Leon. And it's a foul whistle. You'd get to the bonus. So just over 10 seconds left. Taylor Meyer, her first, is team foul number 7. Paschal and Ingles back in the Bulldog lineup. De Leon back at the line, 1 for 2 earlier, missing here. Rebound, run a bomb. Play underneath. Haley Ingles is fouled under the basket. She'll shoot a pair with just under 5 seconds to play. Ingles, a 5'10 sophomore, fouled by Callie Parker, her first. Free throw's good. Reluctant, but good. Carlgren, a starter, back in the Panther lineup. Ingles' second free throw doesn't drop. McDaniel rebound. Long half-court shot. Well short by Akery. Was deflected. End of the first half, and North Central Kansas League girls play it. Marysville 27, Concordia 5.
Tension Envelope, the leader in envelope and packaging solutions, is currently looking to hire new members to its staff. With a great work schedule and benefits package, Tension Envelope might be for you. Don't believe me? Well, how about some of the experts' attention convince you?
My name is Jess Schoenberger. My duty is an adjuster at Tension Envelope. We work 3 days on, 1 day off, 3 days on, and then 7 days off for the majority of the jobs that are down here at Tension.
Well, hi, I'm Deb Logus, and I've been here 43 years. I am a plate maker right now, is what I'm doing. They take good care of us. We've got good benefits.
Head on over to their website for more information on open positions, or call their Marysville location to find out for yourself if Tension Envelope is right for you.
Like most people, you're busy enjoying your life and taking care of today's priorities. But it's a good idea to think about your future. Will you have enough income to enjoy a comfortable lifestyle down the road? Time flies, so it's never too soon to create a financial strategy for your future. A super check from your Farm Bureau agent can help make sure you're on track. Call Farm Bureau agent Brian Crott at 562-2136 in Marysville today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
All right, I'll show you my soft side for a dad who had a 3-4-year-old quite a few years back. Very cute to see these young ladies all bedecked in their holiday finest and performing for the crowd here at halftime tonight, as the Marysville Lady Bulldogs have run away from Concordia, leading 27-5. Concordia had an early tray. That was Carly Carlgren, and that was their only field goal. They managed 2 of 5 free throws in the second stanza, but have scored just 5 points here tonight. Again, they scored 14 in a loss to Beloit, managed 39 in their win over Republic County, but were held to 27 versus Smoky Valley. This is a younger team for Carly Bloomfield that has obviously struggled offensively. a team that I think is much improved from the season opener. I last had a chance to do a Marysville game with Hiawatha. There were so many foul whistles. Here tonight, we barely got to the bonus. Just 10 seconds left in the first half put Concordia at the line in the 1-1. So between the two teams, just a matter of 13 team fouls. Marysville defense has been stellar here tonight. Madison Runnemann rocking the defensive board, and the Lady Bulldogs with two, three, at times four shot opportunities, and they've taken advantage, knocking down four trays in the first half, two of those by reserve Bryn O'Neill. Marysville three of four, free throw line, haven't been there a lot, but a lot to like for Amy Renier's team here on the road tonight. Marysville leading Concordia 27-5. We'll come back, check the numbers as our halftime show continues.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of brand new Chevy Colorados, a 2021 and a 2022 model. Both are four-wheel drive. The 2022 model is a Z71 edition. They also have a sturdy 2022 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD LTZ. It's the Duramax at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington offers sales, template, and installation of countertops, including quartz, solid surface, and Corian. Visit CromieLumber.com or stop in 609 Carolina in Marysville or 200 Ballard in Washington. For your next kitchen remodel project, see Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Great jobs with a great company at great starting wages, plus great benefits at Landall Company in Marysville. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, short and long-term disability, life insurance, paid holidays, Christmas bonus, and profit sharing. Last year's bonus equaled 7.5 weeks of gross wages, just to name a few. Start your new year off right. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 562-5381.
Marysville girls, 27-5 lead at Concordia, led by Madison Runnebaum, fighting hard inside but finding a lot of defensive pressure beneath the basket. Runnebaum with 8 points. Matched by junior reserve Bryn O'Neill, didn't come in until the second quarter. Limited minutes, but she has 8 points, including 2 of 4 Marysville trays. McKenna Miniman, 5 points. Eva Peschel has 3. Off the bench, Macy Parker with 2. And Haley Ingles adds a free throw. 12 in the first, 15 in the second. First half total of 27 for NHS. Concordia's Carly Carlgren had an early tray. That was their only first quarter score. Sienna DeLeon and Taylor McDaniel, 1 of 2 free throws each for 2 points in the second quarter. Obviously not much on the board. Marysville leads 27-5 here at the half.
We have the deals you're looking for at RX Drug this holiday season. Stop on by for family-friendly service, and while you're in, check out our great deals on everything from daily home needs to your favorite holiday treats. And if you're looking for great holiday gifts as well, with fair sale pricing, you have so much to choose from, including gifts for children and adults of all ages. With all our fantastic holiday prices and our family-friendly service, why wouldn't you stop in? Join RX Drug, downtown Marysville, for your home and holiday shopping needs.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local. Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve. Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
In a season where everyone is on the go, go give gift cards from CJ Express. Available in $100, $50, $20, and $10 values, they're good in-store for food, drinks, merchandise, and of course, fuel. It's the perfect way to show someone you appreciate them and what they do. CJ Express gift cards. Available in Marysville and Frankfort.
The house has to look just right before the holiday guests arrive. That means refinishing an old wood floor, laying new tile, or nailing down hardwood flooring. Don't worry if you don't have the right tools or equipment. Hometown Lumber and Hardware does. Visit them and rent the floor sander, tile saw, or floor nailer for all the projects that need work done. Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville notices the impact you make when you shop local, and they thank you for your business and support.
1-3, their only league loss to Clay Center Friday. That's been the only NCKL game so far this year. Went to the Lady Tigers 44-35. Bulldogs look to bounce back versus a 1-2 Concordia team here tonight. Rounding out the NCKL, and with just a single league game, we don't really have a lot to work with. Wamego's undefeated, three starts. Clay Center 2-1, 1-0 with the win over Marysville last game. Abilene, Chapman, Concordia all come in 1-2. Marysville 1-3 with that league loss in their last outing. Marysville at Chapman, another league contest coming up Friday. Haxton Gordon will have the call. Girls tip off at 6, boys action to follow. Boys in the late game here tonight, we may have an early start. We're running a little bit ahead of schedule here as the Marysville girls lead Concordia 27-5. Concordia basketball team barely got back from the locker room. Some of the players had come over to the near side, so the officials showed a little mercy as the rest of the team, including Coach Carly Bloomfield, came scrambling back from the locker room late. Bulldog basketball, double-digit lead, 22-point advantage, and a shot by Eva Paschal missing from the arc. Madison Runnebaum on the rebound is fouled beneath by Carly Caldwin. It's her second. Left the team fouls up there from the first half. They'll knock those off. High pass. Got over Paschal on the baseline underneath. And flew out of bounds. And they wiped him away. Full court press paid off dividends in the first half. It's Parker, DeLeon, Acree, Carlgren, and Bartlett, the starting five, back four, Concordia. DeLeon takes it left side, follows a screen to the corner. Bounce pass in the forecourt, finds Acree, turning out near side, cross court to DeLeon. Shot below the free throw line, good for Sienna DeLeon. It's her first field goal. Concordia's second field goal in the ball game. They cut the lead to 20. Just underway, second half. Marysville starts Paschal, Rader, Price, Miniman, and Runnebaum. Starting five or back. Perimeter passes, driving right side, Eva Paschal. Long layup off the far side baseline, good for Paschal's second score. It's 29-7. 6:45 to play in the third. Acree turns out down to the key. Pass in the forecourt, almost swiped away. Carlgren with an over and back violation crossing midcourt. Panther fans thought there should have been a foul. MHS, Bella Rader, McKenna Miniman in the forecourt. Runnebaum in traffic inside, as she has been much of a night. Paschal out of the corner. Underneath the Price, she turns and travels with it. Bulldog turnover. Boys set to take the stage in the nightcap. 1-3 Marysville will face undefeated Concordia in their fourth start. Tie-up at midcourt and then a turnover. Well, he never whistled tie-up. I guess that was just my initial reaction. McKenna Miniman had reached in, got spun around to the court, and that resulted in the Panther turnover. things a little ragged starting out the second half. Pass to Price, tipped away. Bulldogs retain possession. Inbounds baseline. Eva Paschal, long three, far side. Hard off the back of the rim. De Leon rebound. 5:45 to play in the third. Timeout Concordia. Neither team really getting an edge here in the second half thus far. Marysville leads Concordia 29-7.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
Two-point margin. That's where we were at the half. Each team scored a deuce here in the second half. Panther basketball. A single senior on a young team that is 1-3. They got beat bad twice. Trying to find a little room to work on Madison Runnebaum. Ashley Bartlett comes back a step. Guarded but from a little further distance, it's off the iron, no good. Bulldog pass down away right here at the scorer's bench. Some mental miscues on Marysville turnovers early in the second half. Acree on the dribble. Far side, way in the corner. Out top, finds De Leon. Guarded shot near the arc, right side, doesn't fall. High for the Marysville rebound is Eva Paschal. Looking in the lane, plays far side. Miniman, Raider in the corner. Back around top. Now Raider driving underneath. Took some pressure off Madison Runnebaum. Nice job by Raider. The sophomore gets the assist, taking some defensive pressure off Runnebaum, who's in double figures with 10 points on the night. It's 31-7 with 4:28 to go. Addie Blackwood, Taylor McDaniel. Check in the Concordia lineup. A struggle, to say the least, for the home team. With a pair of field goals and a pair of free throws thus far. Long three is off the side of the rim. They're hurrying shots, not getting any second opportunities. Price with the board. Paschal for three. It's good. Eva Paschal, second tray, third score. And she's got 8 points. It's 34-7. 4 minutes into the half. Raider with a steal on full court pressure. Plays Miniman near side. Raider three out of the corner. Off the rim, no good. Price rebound. Out top. Paschal is wide open, missing off the heel of the rim. McDaniel brings it down. Concordia needs some unanswered baskets to even stay in this ballgame. Carlgren lob in the lane, right to Madison Runnebaum. Paschal, far side. Runnebaum underneath, guarded by McDaniel. Wouldn't fall. Price has the loose ball. Starts with double dribble. And a trio of reserves off the bench for Emmy Renier. Brent O'Neill. Taylor Meyer, Laney Schaefer check in. fresh faces, adding some pressure in backcourt on the ball handler, Harley Cauldron. Pressure on her now in the corner. Pass away, tipped by Raiders. She's whistled for a foul. Raiders second. First team foul. Only their eighth here tonight. Inbounds to Bethune. They launch it from the free throw line, missing. O'Neal rebounds. Raider, far side, O'Neal. Top side, Meyer for three, missed the iron. Tracks out of bounds. Panther basketball with 2:34 remaining. Valley Heights at Frankfort on our sister station, FM 95.5 tonight. Kaleon, Acree, starters back in the Concordia lineup. Doesn't matter who Harley Bloomfield puts in. They're just not managing to stay with Marysville. Turnover. Panthers, how many times have I said that? A couple more personnel changes for the red and black. It's been all MHS in a 27-point lead here. Their biggest in the ball game. 2:15 to go in the third. Out of the corner, Meyer plays underneath to run a bomb. Nice save on the baseline by Peschel to Meyer underneath for the score. 36-7, now under 2 minutes and counting. De Leon, below the free throw line, was fouled on a missed shot. Laney Schaefer picks up number two and a second team foul. De Leon to the free throw line, went 1 for 3 in the first half. Missing here. Panthers just 2 for 6. And a second shot on the way, good. 36-8. Hansel backs it off right wing. Forecourt to O'Neal. Meyer out of the corner. Schaefer near the lane, plays to Runnabomb. Out top this time near the free throw line. Madison Runnabomb puts it in. She's got a dozen. Marysville by 30. Led 27-5 at the half. 12-3 at the end of one. Double team pressure down low on De Leon, putting up a shot, was fouled. She comes right back to the line on Laney Schaefer's third foul whistle. De Leon 40% on 5 tries tonight. And this one is short. Marysville looking to improve to 2-3 and even league play at 1-1. De Leon connects on number 2. Panthers come in 1-2. And they've got a lot of ground to make up. Quick passes on the perimeter. Run them on in traffic. Peschel missed the first. Follow shot doesn't drop either for Eva Peschel. Both short range. And McDaniel pulls it down, a big freshman, leaving 55 seconds in 2-3. Pass to the lane, taken by Madison Runnabomb. Another Marysville steal. Launching a three, Bryn O'Neal missing. Tipped off Runnabomb out of bounds. And a half minute left. Acree's pass, tipped out of bounds by Madison Hunnebaum, far side. Saying her name a lot tonight, both sides, offensively and defensively, with a ton of boards. Midcourt steal by Marysville's Bryn O'Neill. Takes a long layup over Kinsey Bethune for the score. Bryn O'Neill converts. She's got 10 off the bench. 40-9, under 5 seconds left. Panthers top of the key at the buzzer. Short by Sienna De Leon. And three quarters in the books in girls action tonight. Marysville 40-49.
For quality used vehicles and quality service, come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, Kansas. Honeyman Auto has experienced mechanics and a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs. We don't have what you're looking for. We'll find it for you. For a quality experience, quality vehicles, and quality service, come out and see Ryan, Bob, Doug, Kathy, and Cody. You can also find us on the web at honeymanauto.com. Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, Marysville, Kansas, home of quality and value. 785-619-6500.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
Marysville 40, Concordia 9. A runaway for any Rainiers team, looking very solid tonight. Led 12-3 at the end of 8, 27-5 at the half, and outscored them 13-4 in that third quarter run. Concordia's managed just 2 field goals and 4 of 8 free throws. Tripped up coming to the lane, a foul whistle. Anna Acree tumbles. Found by Eva Peschel, her second. 4 Marysville team fouls. Maddie Capp, Macy Parker in the Marysville lineup. I think virtually all of Amy Rainier's varsity team has played. Shot left side of the free throw line, missing for De Leon. Tie up on the court and a jump ball whistle. Here's Bryn O'Neill back in. Double-digit scoring off the bench. Marysville lead. They can coast to the finish here and chalk up win number 2 on the season. Looking ahead to the Chapman Irish into the road game Friday. Chapman coming in tonight, 1-2. So really a chance for Marysville to finish at 500 before the Christmas break or after Christmas break. Went 9-10 last year, a little bit of a disappointment there in a couple late games. Lane pass stolen by Callie Parker. Here's Concordia desperately needing points on the board. And they got one, a long 3 from Anna Acree is her first score. Their third field goal, 2 of 3 are Trey's. And it's 40-12 with 6:10 left. Mostly reserves in the Marysville lineup now. Among those, Parker and Cap on the far side. O'Neill out top. Macy Parker, left side, 10-footers up and good. Parker's second score. It's 42-12. Acree guarded top of the key. Play underneath, a little too deep. Carlgren had to back up. As a result, didn't have good position. Another missed basket. Bulldogs return, right to left here on the road. Convincing 30-point Marysville margin. 5 minutes and change left in this one. Boys action will follow tonight. Well, what a nice bounce back for the loss to Clay Center, 44-35 on Friday. Marysville had lost 2 in a row there, Valley Heights and Clay Center. turnaround shot near the lanes, up and good for Haley Ingalls, her first field goal. And it's 44-12 with 4:35 left. Carlgren, pressure in the forecourt. Pass away, knocked away, and then a foul whistle coming from the other side. Ingalls picks up her first, team foul number 5. Taylor Myers in the Marysville lineup, along with that is Michaela Nolte. She's a freshman. So Rainier's even getting fun off the JV roster in with some varsity minutes now. Pass almost got away. Nice save on the far sideline by Akery. And she's whistled for a charge in the forecourt. Not Akery. It was De Leon. De Leon, her first. Team second. Marysville 44, Concordia 12. Three out of the near side corner, missing by Parker. Defensive board, Concordia. Across the lane, far side pass. Return the other way. Long haul shot from De Leon, way short. McDaniel knocks it down. She's fouled beneath the basket. Carly Bloomfield wants timeout here to stop the clock at 3:02. And it's Marysville 44, Concordia 12.
At Galloway Wiegers in Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
Taylor McDaniel was fouled, missed the first, got the second free throw to fall, and it's 44-13 with just over 3 minutes left in the ball game. Michaela Nolte with the foul, her first for NHS. Marysville will win here on the road. The first of our doubleheader tonight. Shot near side, rolls off the rim, doesn't fall for Maddie Kapp. And here's Concordia. Looking for a fourth field goal in the ball game. Pass stolen by Marysville's Taylor Meyer. Double dribble whistle and they give it right back. Well, a previous low score was a loss at Beloit in the season opener, 49-14. Concordia, though, just has 13 on the board as yet. Guarded, out top, swiped away. Parker in the lane, pushes the shot over De Leon. She ties up with a couple of Bulldogs on a jump ball whistle, leaving under 2 minutes to play. There they've initiated the rolling clock like it makes a lot of difference now. We're still well ahead of schedule tonight. I surely hope we take the short intermission between games and get home in decent order tonight. Driving the lane, Sienna De Leon. Baskets up and good. She has 2 of 4 field goals and 7 of 15 points for Concordia. It's 44-15. High pass from Nolte has got away out of bounds. Timeout, Concordia, 1:13 remains. Maybe some player rotation here. I don't think they're going to give it to him.
Yeah, it was just player rotation. The official said, let's just get her done. I like these guys. Boys may tip off way, way, way early here tonight. How about that? We had a marathon in that season opener at Hiawatha. Backdoor layup is good for Taylor McDaniel. It's her first field goal. Now it's 44-17 with Bulldog reserves in the contest and under a minute and counting. A.C. Parker near side, deflected. McDaniel takes it underneath. A few late scores to salvage this Concordia offense, but still a lot of work to do for a young team this season. Pass to the lane, knocked away, picked up by McDaniel on the roll. Left baseline shots, up and good. Charlie Carlgren gets her second score in the night. It's 44-19. Concordia was dabbling in their next action Friday. This week is it for teams before the Christmas break. And that's it for the ballgame on a running clock. The buzzer sounds on the inbounds pass as the Murraysville girls win over Concordia 44-19.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Dave's Body Shop and R&K service in Marysville.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience. Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable, see your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh as new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, what if I said it this way? Marysville's held to a pair of fourth-quarter field goals. They're outscored 10-4 down the stretch, but it didn't matter. Marysville wins handily 44-19 tonight, jumping to a 22-point halftime lead and really playing a stellar ball game all the way around. Balanced attack for Marysville as Madison Runabaugh fights hard inside all night for 12 points. Bryn O'Neill off the bench, 10 points, second and third quarters. Eva Paschal with 8 points. McKenna Miniman with 5. Then off the bench, Macy Parker scores 4. Haley Ingles with 3. Taylor Myers scoring 2. Marysville improves to 2-3, evening league play at 1-1. Concordia struggled all night offensively. A single field goal in the first half. They had six field goals tonight, led by Sienna De Leon with 7 points, Carly Carlgren with 5, Hannah Akery scored 3, and Taylor McDaniel off the bench with 3. Concordia falls to 1-3 on the season. Marysville 44, Concordia 19. Amy Renier, you had to be pleased with 1.
Yes, it was finally nice to come out and I felt like we played really aggressive from the moment the ball. It's probably the most aggressive we've played all year, just getting after it and, you know, going full court. We thought maybe we'd go full court against them and get some easy shots. Too many easy buckets underneath the basket early on, but took care of the basketball in the first half. Got a little lazy in the second half, started throwing the ball away again. But overall, so proud of the way the girls came out and played tonight.
Well, on the matter of missed baskets, when you get 3 and 4 opportunities time and time again, you know, it all evens out.
Yeah, that's one thing we really worked on Monday and talking about before the game. We were just getting our butts kicked on the offensive boards. We were only pulling about 5 a game, and I said, it's a challenge. It's all about heart, ladies, to go get the offensive boards. And I thought we did a great job of attacking the boards, and then also we boxed out well. We didn't let them get very many second shots.
Balanced attack tonight. 6 players scored. You put everybody in, even the JV players.
Yeah, it was nice to get some of those kids in because they work so hard in practice. You always like to kind of give them a chance to go out and play a little bit. But it's nice because when you only have 2 people scoring a game, you're not going to win very many games. So it's nice to see us make some shots from outside. And Madison hit some shots, too.
And we can't say enough about that defense. You allow 5 scores for the other team. And you only put them in the 1-on-1 once tonight with 10 seconds to play.
Yeah. That's nice. You know, we finally didn't foul. It seems like we've been, like, fouling quite a bit. And, you know, I noticed the girls were really trying to, you know, really focus. Like I said, we put that challenge on them tonight. Just get out there and play smart basketball. Because you could be a really good team if you just do the little things, like turnovers and rebounding. We just feel like we just haven't been doing a very good job of that. And I feel like tonight they came out and did it all.
Chapman on Friday before the Christmas break.
Yeah, that always scares me. Play a game right before Christmas break. You know, you're on the road, and sometimes they get starting to think about Christmas and forget that we've done a game. So if they play like they did tonight, we should have no issues with them on Friday.
Well, congratulations. A 44-19 win for the Marysville Lady Bulldogs, going to 2-3, 1-1 on the season. Concordia falls to 1-3.
Freeze CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Freeze, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Freeze CPA, downtown Marysville.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville is all about Christmas. The keepsake ornaments, the tree trimmer ornaments, the Christmas village, the buy one, get one half off boxed cards and gift wrap. It's all here waiting for you to deck the halls and sing fa-la-la-la-la. Follow Reflections on Facebook to see all the latest ornaments and gifts. Reflections, more than just your favorite Hallmark store, open 7 days a week.
There is a deal.
When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage because they're such pros at taking things. They not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know-How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
Boys teams on the floor warming up. We are going to start early here tonight. We're only about 5-6 minutes away from tip-off. We'll stay with you. Second of our doubleheader nightcap on KNDY. It's Bulldog Basketball, a service of our KNDY Sports Booster Club members.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent John Bannister would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve. Discounts may vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm agent, 1022 Broadway in Marysville.
When you roller, send for Schroller.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroller Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroller Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
When life makes managing your fitness and health a problem, Marysville Health and Fitness is the solution. If you have a concern about your physical health, they have a way to help beyond just treadmills. Sure, Marysville Health and Fitness has treadmills, but there's so much more. Free weights and Cybex weight machines, workout and group classes, get competitive with racquetball, have your current diet and fitness levels evaluated and set new goals, or make yourself a massage appointment. Marysville Health and Fitness, what do you want to get out of your body?